Hoover opened one eye and nudged Sagax.
I hope old Scarum means that. At least we'll get a bit of peace.
Sagax replied with both eyes still closed.
No such luck, mate. He's too hungry to die. Oh, well, we'd better get up and see about breakfast. Anything to report, Scarum? Disasters at sea? Ships in the night?
The mention of breakfast had cheered the hare up considerably.
What? Huh? Oh, not a confounded thing. Just the belly usual. Water, water, and more flipping water, what? I say, I'll bet that jolly good sleep you've had is making you feel a bit peckish. What do you say I make breakers, eh, what?
Put one paw in that grub, and I'll chop it off.
Scarum stuck out his tongue at Kruver.
No, you won't, because then I wouldn't be able to steer.
Sagax was about to start preparing the breakfast when Kruver's sharp eyes caught a dark mass on the eastern horizon. The otter yelled out in fine nautical fashion.
Land ho! Take her bow east, matey!
Scarum managed to turn his eyes from the food.
What? Right-o, me old messmate, Miss Salty Sea Dog, bow east it is, shipmate.
The otter sighed wearily as he retrieved the tiller from the jaunty hare.
You're heading out to sea. Bow east is the other way. Go and do something else. I'll take her in.
This did not diminish Scarum's happy mood a whit.
Do something else. Right-o, Captain. Shall I bail out the bilges or scuttle the masthead, what? I say, perhaps I'll lend a paw and help me old messy-made Sagax with breakers.
The badger stowed the rations back under the bow seat.
Breakfast will have to wait until we make land, so forget your stomach and help me to look out for reefs.
Scarum's long ears wilted. He sat in the bows, staring down into the clear blue water, muttering,
Forget about breakfast, the very idea. First shark that comes along can have me, providing sharks like scoffing thin, sickly-looking chaps.
As they drew closer to the coast, Sagax could feel excitement beginning to bubble up within.
I can see a stream running out across the shore, coming right through those woodlands and out of the hills. Do you think we've reached Mossflower Country, Kruver?
The otter grinned triumphantly.
I certainly do, mate.
Scarum set the craft rocking to and fro as he leaped up and down on the bows in a victory jig.
Well, hey-ho and nolly-no, good old us, what? We finally made it, chaps, the land of scoff and honey. Hurrah!
Sagax grabbed the leaping hare by his tail scut.
Keep bouncing about like that and you'll capsize us. I'll watch the water. If you want to use some energy up, go and furl the sails. Take them down completely and roll them up. We'll need them to make a shelter.
Scarum's attempts at sailfaring were pathetic. He tugged the stern sail down on his head, enveloping himself.